Hey guys, welcome to the E-Commerce Paradise High Ticket Dropshipping Podcast. I'm your host, Trevor Fenner. Today's episode, I'm going to be talking about optimization, automation, and work-life balance. Let's get into it. But first, go check out our free niches list at ecommerceparadise.com/niches. It's a list of the 99 best high ticket dropshipping niches for 2023 and beyond. These are high ticket products, usually over $1,000, and they sell very well online, and the profit margins are between usually 15 and 30% or more, which means that every single sale that you make, you'll be making a few hundred dollars or more profit, and that's going to result in you being able to have a very lucrative business with not too much volume, which means you can be location independent, live wherever you want in the world, travel, and also enjoy your life more, not have to work in an office all day. All right, guys, so when it comes to optimization, there's a few things that you really have to keep in mind. Number one, social proof. You want to make sure that people are have the idea that your store is very well liked by others. You use reviews for that and sales pop and things like that. You know, notifications letting people know that people are making orders on your store. And, you know, you can kind of fake it until you make it when you first start. And then when you get going, you really want to optimize the process of pushing out the information that, you know, people are buying from you a lot and putting it out there. Okay. So what I usually do is I just really, really focus on getting reviews, pushing out all that stuff to social media, sending lots of emails to the email list, and making sure that people know on the site that, you know, other people are buying from us. Social proof is really important. Another thing is a combination of urgency and scarcity. Urgency means that, you know, it's a limited time offer and that if they wait and procrastinate, that they might not get that offer anymore. And scarcity means that it's also limited time, but in the sense that there are not that many products left available. Okay, and you see that work really well on sites like Amazon.com. They always kind of have something that says like only a few left, only three left, only five units left, that kind of thing. And it really helps to kind of get people to make that decision right then and there. So combining urgency and scarcity is really good. And the way you can do that on your website is by adding things like countdown timers, expiring coupon codes, and a little notification that lets people know how many products are left in stock. You can kind of fake it and do that kind of in a fake way, or you can make it more realistic. It's up to you. So just figure that out. But those are the three main things, okay? Social proof, urgency, and scarcity. Other things you should consider that are just kind of, general things are professionalism and user experience. Professionalism basically means having professional graphics made for your website, not having, you know, really low budget stuff, but making your website look like it's an expensive website and that it, you know, is very professionally run and professionally handled. Okay. So professional graphics, the main thing, and just making sure everything runs smoothly. User experience in that it's easy to find things and that the website is also going to load fast. Okay. That's really key. So if you don't really have much experience, it's pretty easy to go and find people that can help you. Websites like Fiverr, Upwork, onlinejobs.ph, those websites are all great for trying to find freelancers and developers and other, independent contractors that can help you with your website and to make it better, okay? So yeah, you can do all the work yourself, but just keep in mind that other people are probably better at certain things than you are, and if you employ their help, it might not cost as much as you think it does, and it might get you a bit further. So what I usually do is I just get people on a part-time basis, and I get them to help me with stuff that I need help with because they're usually better than I am at it. Okay, and the last thing is just having all your marketing in place, having email marketing follow-ups for abandoned carts, having somebody to answer the phones and call potential customers back, do follow-up with suppliers and, recruit suppliers and things like that. Having somebody to handle phones for you is a really good idea. You can do it all yourself in the beginning. Absolutely. Why not? I certainly did. But after a while, you realize that you kind of want to get your life back, and that's what I'm going to get into a little bit later in this podcast, more of a work-life balance thing. But for now, I just want to let you know that it's a really good idea to start considering that there's other people that are really good at customer service and that you should hire them to do customer service for you. You can also train them how to do sales and train them how to close sales, train them how to do outreach, other things like that, and just trust that they're going to be able to do a decent, good enough job so that you can live the life of your dreams, do whatever you want to do during the day, or, just simply drive your business forward and scale your business more, okay? There's nothing wrong with that. So, and then, of course, driving the right kind of traffic to your website is really important as well. You can do all the conversion optimization on your website you want, but if you're not driving good traffic, then you're probably not going to get that many sales. Okay, and the right kind of traffic is people that want to buy one of these products right now, that are looking around and shopping around between stores to buy them. And the best way to do that is with Google Ads, okay, especially Google Shopping Ads. So consider this. Somebody's going online to buy an expensive pool table. Maybe it costs $1,000, $2,000, $3,000, and they're looking around trying to figure out what kind of pool table they want. They find a few different brands they like. They find a few different stores they like. And now they're shopping around and they really like this one specific product. And now they want to find a really good price and a store that they can trust. Okay, so they're using Google Shopping Ads because shopping ads show pictures and price and the store name as well as any special offers they have. They're going to check out a few different stores and go down the list. And when they find a store that they trust and has a good price and a really good offer and a store that follows up with them, that kind of thing, and provides really good service before the sale, they're probably going to stick with them. So that's why all that stuff matters. And it matters to put yourself at the top of the Google search engine results page in the Google Shopping Ads. You can also do Google Search Text Ads, which work as well, and also work on your SEO to get organic rankings on the first page. But just keep in mind with organic, it can take a long time. So if you want results fast, or if you get traffic fast, then Google Ads is the best way. Now with Google Ads, it's a little bit more complicated. I have other episodes that go deeper in this, and I'll do more in the future as well. But just to kind of go over the surface, is Google Shopping Ads, you can do multiple campaigns, not just one. If you do just one campaign, you're going to be driving all sorts of generic traffic to your website probably. What you got to do is you got to tell Google not to drive generic traffic to your website. And with shopping campaigns, you use a thing called a negative keyword list to do that. So you set negative keywords in a certain list, and you build a campaign structure so that you have a separate campaign for each type of keyword, for your product category keywords, your brand keywords, and your product keywords, your model names and SKU numbers. If you want to learn more about this kind of really deep knowledge about Google Ads that I have, you can go sign up for my masterclass at ecommerceparadise.com/masterclass. Of course, you can email me at any time, trevor@ecommerceparadise.com, and I'm totally willing to help you as well. All right, so that's it about that. Now, today I was kind of working on inventory automation a bit because I wanted to really figure out how to automate the inventory on the website, because with suppliers and dropshipping, oftentimes you'll have issues with inventory. Inventory is never perfect. Suppliers are always going to be selling out of products, especially when the holidays come around and stuff like that, and you have best-selling product lines, and you have competitors that are selling a lot of products. And sometimes competitors are just really big and can afford to buy stock as well and have, you know, warehouse inventory and stuff like that. So, relying on suppliers for inventory can be tough. And also, what that means is that sometimes you'll be advertising products on your website that are actually out of stock and you just don't know it yet. And you'll make a sale because someone's already bought it at a competitor's site and they come to you thinking you have it and you don't. Well, you got a sale. Now you have to either take it as a back order or cancel the order. Wait till it's in stock, and usually let the customer know, hey, it's out of stock right now, but are you willing to wait? And if you're willing to wait, cool, no problem. Maybe it's a week or two, maybe it's a month or two, whatever. But just keep in mind that nowadays, Shopify does not refund the merchant card processing fee, okay? Back in the day they did, now they don't. So if your customer is willing to wait, you've got to let them know and have some sort of cancellation policy to cover that, 2 to 3, maybe 4%, maybe up to 6% with some financing providers, the merchant card processing fee, so that you aren't going to be screwed at the end losing that amount of money. Okay, so what I usually do is have a cancellation policy that's around 5%. It'll cover most of that and sometimes make a small margin if the customer does end up canceling at the end of the day. That does unfortunately end up in some chargeback sometimes, but sometimes we win, sometimes we lose. It's just how it goes, and at least it does kind of cover us in that case. Now, what usually we want to do is just make sure the customer is happy no matter what. You really don't want to have any negative feedback online if you can avoid it. So if the customer's flipping out, just refund them that small fee. You're going to basically be paying for some positive, or at least not some negative reviews online about your business, okay? So inventory automation is really cool because you'll be able to streamline your business. You'll be able to only advertise products that are in stock at that particular time, or hopefully are in stock at that particular time. And so you won't waste so much money on ads for products that are out of stock. And, things will just run smoother. So what I found was there's a really great Shopify app called StockSync. And StockSync works where a supplier can give you an FTP login for a CSV download file of their inventory. And you can link it through StockSync, and then it will automatically update the inventory on Shopify for every single SKU in that CSV file. on your Shopify store. So that's really cool. But some suppliers aren't set up to do that. So unfortunately, it doesn't work with every supplier. Some suppliers can only email you CSV files, so you'll have to like kind of do like a kind of half automated, half manual process. And some suppliers will just be like, no, sorry, we can't do it all. Just check our website for updates. Unfortunately, just that's how it is for small dealers. You know, if you're a big dealer like Walmart, you can kind of dictate the process of which a supplier is going to work with you, right? You can say, hey, supplier, listen, I'm going to be able to move, you know, millions of dollars of merchandise every month, for say, like Walmart would say that. I want you to use this system so that you can update the inventory on our platform. And they just have more say because they make more money and they move more sales. It is what it is, and our smaller and the smaller dealers just don't. So you just kind of have to work with the suppliers. Now, is inventory the most important thing in the world? No, but it is going to help streamline your business and avoid as many out of stock orders as you know you might have if you didn't do any inventory updates at all. But I do not believe in doing manual inventory updates. I think it is a huge waste of time. I think it's better to work on growing your business, or at least paying other people to be growing your business, not necessarily just updating the inventory on your website. You know, when it comes to making sales for out of stock items, yeah, we update the inventory for those particular things that were out of stock, but we don't go through and update the entire catalog when it comes to like thousands of products and stuff like that. It just doesn't make any sense. So trying to figure that out. Go check it out, guys. StockSync, it's a cool app. Another thing I was looking into was Walmart dropshipping. So with high-ticket dropshipping, of course, you're focusing on high-ticket products, but consider this. So after the sale, somebody might be interested in buying an accessory that would go along with the product that they just bought, right? And I found that Walmart actually makes a great source for a supplier of accessories, low-cost items under $100 that you can mark up maybe 20 or 30%, still provide maybe a 5% coupon, and you can sell them on your website. And people that buy them on your website may not even know that, you know, they could buy it from Walmart for cheaper. And so you can use them as a supplier. And there is a great app, and I'm kind of forgetting the name of it now. I think it's called AutoDS. I believe so. Anyways, AutoDS, check it out on Shopify. Or just type in Walmart dropshipping app. I'm pretty sure it'll come up. AutoDS is a pretty cool Shopify app that will link your store to a Walmart product. It'll auto-import products from Walmart to your store. It will update the inventory. It will update the price as things go on. And it will also automatically place orders and move tracking info from Walmart to your store. So it's a really cool app that way. And it's a great way to kind of scale your business, raise your average order value. And you can create kind of like a post-purchase sales funnel where when somebody lands on the thank you page, they click out of the thank you page to your accessories page, or maybe to a landing page where they choose what category of accessory to look at, that kind of thing. And then you know, they shop from there. You can also send them emails that, you know, promotes that you have accessories available and they can shop around. And people, you know, are often impulse shoppers online. So works great. It's worked great for me in the past. I'm trying to research how to kind of automate the process now. And yeah, check that out. So let's get more into some other stuff here. Recently, I was dealing with a bit of hateful comments online on some YouTube videos, and you know, it just kind of made me think that, you know, if I really want to be helping people that, you know, act like that, and you know, I don't think they're real. I think those kinds of people are not real. They're bots. Because if you were actually going to stand in front of me and tell me that to my face, something hateful, you probably wouldn't, right? Okay, so if you ever are going to go out and talk to your friends or tell your family about what you're doing, dropshipping and e-commerce, just know that you're most likely going to get some hateful comments about it. Not necessarily hateful, but just like doubtful comments about, you know, maybe this is this or this is that, or I heard it's this or I heard it's that. You know, and it's probably going to kind of mess you up mentally. So what I would say is if you're going to get into dropshipping, or if you're going to try to scale dropshipping, if you're really going to focus on it, try not to talk to people that know nothing about it, especially friends, close friends and family, because unfortunately those are the people that care about you the most and are going to tell you to stay away from it just because they kind of want to protect you, because they think maybe it's not worth your time or it's not good, and it, you know, you're going to get hurt by it somehow, you're going to lose money. So you know, if you really believe in it and you know that it works because you've seen it and maybe you've done it or whatever, but you want to do it, it's probably a good idea to avoid the haters and avoid the doubters. And unfortunately those people are sometimes often the closest to you, and they can be the farthest away from you as well, the people that don't even exist, the weird people on the internet that just hide behind their keyboard, and or I think a lot of them are just bots that, you know, people pay to go and leave hateful comments that kind of mess with people's heads. So you really got to have some thick skin in entrepreneurship, and especially doing outreach and things like that. You're always going to get no's, and you're going to get a lot of doubt, and you're going to get a lot of hate. But don't let that keep you down, guys and girls. You got to really push forward and, you know, believe in yourself, okay? Believe in what you're doing and just stick with it, and don't care what anybody thinks about you. You know, put your head down, don't talk too much, and just get to work and, you know, prove to them that you can be successful with your results, okay? Not with your words. All right, and then let's talk about being productive and getting past mental barriers. I was really just trying to think today, like, what has been holding me back in the past from pushing forward and creating more podcast episodes like this? For me, it was just a big mental barrier, you know, like waking up every day and thinking, what the heck am I going to talk about, right? I was doing this for a while back in 2018, 2019, and then I kind of stopped in, I forget, when it was early 2021 or something like that. And I got kind of burnt out. So what I would like to say is that you really just need to learn about what it is that works really well and who you're talking to or what you're doing and who you're trying to help. Okay, so, you know, if you're selling a product online like a pool table, you're going to help somebody who likes to play pool. Okay, so talk to that person when you're creating content. Or, you know, think about, you know, pool players. Do you like hanging out with other pool players? Are you know, is playing in a billiards competition something that sounds interesting to you? Is that the audience you want to reach out to? Okay, so whatever audiences that you're in, just think about those kinds of people and focus on them, the people that you like, the people that you want to hang out with, the people that you want to help. I really like other entrepreneurs. I like hanging out with them. I love chatting with them. I love masterminding and brainstorming with entrepreneurs. I think it's fun. It's engaging. It's exciting. I love business and I love, startups, especially. I love e-commerce. And I just love anything that allows me to be free and just live the life of my dreams. Yeah, I work a lot, but I work on my own terms. And I can work days, I can work nights, I can work weekends, I can work weekdays. It really doesn't matter. I kind of make my own schedule. And oftentimes I take entire weeks off work just to chill. And I, you know, that's the lifestyle that you can live, doing this kind of business, which is amazing. But just keep in mind that to drive more revenue for your business, you're really going to want to focus on growth. And so when you start to lose focus on growth, you might start to make less money. That's usually how it goes. So try to just understand that when you focus on growth and you work on growth, you're going to make more money. When you start to lose that focus on that, you're probably going to make less money. And you know what? Sometimes that's not even true. Sometimes if you, really try to like continue to like change your store and stuff like that, you'll break things, you'll make less money. I found that too. When I get to a point with my stores, each one that I build, where it's like I'm making a decent amount of sales every single day, I actually try to stop touching things. And because when I change it, things tend to break. You know, so try to get to that point where you have reached a sort of pinnacle of making sales every day, and then just kind of leave it where it's at. You don't need to try to improve things too much. Work in other areas. You know, if you reach kind of like the perfect place in one area, go to another area and start working on that. You know, so you've optimized your site really well. Okay, go to social media or continue to make content or build another store or, you know, just start a different business. If you're really excited, or just take some time off and enjoy it, you know, or maybe hire an accountant and figure out the finances or learn a new skill set. That's a great thing to do as well. But it's a good idea to be able to build solid foundations and to understand why and how you're able to be successful. Like if you find success, it's easy to kind of find success sometimes accidentally, right? And not really understand why you got there or how you got there. So it's a really good idea to like try to dive into how it's successful and why it's successful. And a good way to do that is just looking at analytics, like Google Analytics for your website. There's other analytics platforms as well, but just trying to understand the analytics of things and looking at heat maps and stuff and seeing why something is working. If you can kind of analyze that and process that, then you can kind of duplicate it with other stores, right? That's a great thing to do too. All right, and one of the last topics I want to talk about is actually using AI and ChatGPT as a virtual assistant. ChatGPT is just an amazing tool, and I'm probably going to do a lot more content on this, but ChatGPT can help you to really, really automate your life and to build upon things that normally would just take a lot of time and be very difficult. So ChatGPT is something you can ask questions or tell it to do something, and it'll write out anything. Currently, it's only like in a text format, but I'm sure in the future it'll be audio and video as well. Things are changing like a lot. Yeah, you know, I use ChatGPT all the time just to kind of help jog my mind to create content. And I have my team use it to create blog posts constantly. And, you know, I use it to make books now and stuff like that. It's a great tool. I don't recommend only using ChatGPT. I do recommend kind of like adding on to it and optimizing it. There's a few things ChatGPT can't do perfectly. And so I would recommend, you know, trying to find those things that it can't and trying to build on that, on the things that make you as a human unique, and kind of using ChatGPT as sort of a foundation to build on, because it's a really great foundation builder, ChatGPT is. And it can write emails for you, which is amazing. So now I have my team, if they like don't know how to write an email or something and they want to make it really professional, you just ask ChatGPT to write an email. Just describe exactly what you want it to say, and it'll say it extremely professionally. You can also ask it to speak in certain tones. It'll speak in the tone of somebody. Like if you want it to speak in the tone of Gary Vee, for instance, it'll speak in the tone of Gary Vee, or somebody like one of your favorite poets or writers or something like that. Okay, so keep that in mind. AI art is also incredible, and you can start making AI art and put it on t-shirts and sell it, you know, using Printful and Shopify or, you know, Teespring or whatever. But AI art is pretty cool stuff. And, you know, it's kind of weird sometimes, but it's pretty cool and funky. So definitely look into AI art. And, you know, OpenAI is the company that owns ChatGPT, and DALL-E, which is the AI art platform that OpenAI has. And it's really, really cool to dive into, to kind of take a look and stuff like that. Yeah, anyway, so try to use that tool if you aren't already. It's amazing. It'll blow your mind. The last thing I want to talk about is work-life balance. So, you know, how many hours a day do you spend working? How many hours a day do you spend chilling, eating, relaxing, hanging out with friends, exercising and doing recreational activities, traveling, things like that. Life can be hectic sometimes. There can be drama. There can be problems. Life can be amazing sometimes. You can have the best moments of your life. You can have the worst moments of your life. You really have to find a good work-life balance as an entrepreneur, because as an entrepreneur, it's easy to get stuck in that kind of trap of like working all the time. I've certainly found myself stuck in that trap. You know, you kind of have, as an entrepreneur, a mindset of like survivalism. And I know that's what I have, because when I quit my day job, back in 2013, I like 10 years ago, I decided, you know, like no matter what, I would make this work. I never wanted to go having to work for another person again. In fact, I probably would never be able to get employed again. So I need to make this work. It's not an option. So I decided every single day, no matter what, I would figure out how to drive my business forward. I would hire people that I could train to become better at me at certain things and to help me to drive my business forward, so that even if I'm inconsistent, that they will stay consistent. And that no matter what, I would just continue to build on it and improve it. It's just a daily thing where you wake up and you just think, how can I improve it today? And that's what I do. That's all I do. You know, I used to do the same kind of thing back in high school when I did skateboard videos with my friends. I would, you know, edit a video but not post it anywhere. And then the next day I'd wake up and think, okay, how can I improve the video today? Add a clip here, kind of change the way the sound matches the skateboarding, that kind of thing. And I made a lot of really great videos back in the day. And unfortunately, I lost them all. There was a big move. My parents divorced and a lot of stuff got thrown away. Unfortunately, it was a lot of videos of mine as well. So all that stuff is kind of lost to time, but I still have it in my memories, which is cool. And I'm always going to appreciate those days as well. It's kind of like formational days where I learned how to kind of become a, you know, an adult and to deal with life and to deal with people and to deal with circumstances and to make the best of things, you know, make the best of situations, to be patient and all that stuff. Learned a lot over time. I'm 36 years old now. I'm really dedicating my life now to helping people as well as building businesses and, you know, building things in a sustainable way. I made some big mistakes during the pandemic. I made a lot of money, but also lost a lot of money. And that's just how it goes. You live and you learn. So I really hope that you guys can kind of take from me and learn from me. But also, I want to get your advice as well, you know, on certain things. So if you guys want to communicate about, you know, what you feel is a good work-life balance or whatever, please start a conversation with me on one of the media platforms that I publish on, whether it be YouTube or Podbean, or it's, you know, just through email or social media. I'm on Instagram, on Facebook. You can reach me on all these platforms. So I'd love to start a conversation with you guys. Just contact me and let's let's start talking. Let's figure things out. I'd love to hang out. And by the way, if you are happen to be going to Bali or thinking about going to Bali, I happen to live in Bali now, long term. Married an Indonesian woman. I have a house out here. I'm very, very happy here. Make trips to Thailand usually once every month or two. And, you know, I travel back to the States once or twice a year. And I absolutely love visiting home. And my family lives in Seattle and Montana. And I have a lot of friends in L.A. And I like to visit the States a lot. But unfortunately, I can't visit too much every single year if I want to keep taking advantage of some tax credits that are available to expats. So I'm going to keep doing that. And I love Bali. Indonesia is a great place. People are friendly. Things are cheap. It's really, really warm all year round. Great surfing, great skateboarding. So if you happen to be coming out to Bali, or if you're thinking about coming out to Bali, definitely hit me up. And I'd love to meet you in person, mastermind, and hang out. So yeah, my email is trevor@ecommerceparadise.com. And if you're listening to this podcast and you have some money to invest, but you just don't have much time and you really want to build an e-commerce business, then check out my turnkey, done-for-you, business-in-a-box, high-ticket dropshipping store build service. Me and my team will build you an entire e-commerce store where we choose a specific high-ticket niche, and we build you the entire business from scratch and get it marketing. It also comes with the opportunity for a revenue share program where we continue to build the business with you after the package has been delivered so that you can continue to just live your life and watch your business grow in the background. It includes me hiring a VA on your behalf, training the VA, managing the VA, and growing the business, doing ad management, SEO, scaling the content, scaling, getting more suppliers, adding more products, stuff like that as time goes on. So, and all it is in exchange for is a revenue share every single month. So if you're interested in that and that sounds really good to you, just go to ecommerceparadise.com/turnkey or just go to ecommerceparadise.com. It's on the homepage as well. And you can check it out and email me as well, trevor@ecommerceparadise.com, and check out the niches list for all the different ideas. Feel free to start a conversation with me and ask me any questions you have. I'll be happy to talk to you and help you out. And my goal is to help as many people as possible, but I can only take so many clients every year. This year, my goal is to take 3 clients, and I'm already one down, so hopefully, you know, won't get too many or I'll get swamped, but I am really excited to help people. So if you're interested, hit me up, and I will see you guys in the next episode.